This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States has ordered its non-emergency employees to leave Iraq as American lawmakers worried openly about a potential march to war with Iran. The drawdown of personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and America's consulate in Erbil comes as the Trump administration warns of potential threats against American forces in the Middle East from Iran or Iranian-backed proxies. The move sparked some sharp reactions on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York demanded more transparency from the White House.
There's an alarming lack of clarity here. There's a lack of strategy, and there's a lack of consultation. The president ought to come up with a strategy and make it clear to Congress.
Germany and the Netherlands say they are also suspending military training operations in Iraq, though Berlin says it has no signals of its own that a threat against Western interests is imminent. The Dutch government cited an unspecified security threat in curtailing its training operations. Meanwhile, Iran says it has officially halted some of the commitments it made under the 2015 nuclear deal. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Under the deal, Tehran was allowed to produce a limited amount of low-enriched uranium, 300 kilograms, and produce what's called heavy water, which is used in nuclear reactors, again with a limit of 130 tons. They could also ship excess out of the country to store or sell. An official at Iran's atomic energy body says Iran will not stick to these limits from now on. In fact, they won't be enforcing limits at all. Last week, Iran told China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United Kingdom of its decision to stop these commitments, a year after the United States, an archenemy of Iran's, withdrew from the accord and reimposed sanctions.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Yemen has confirmed that Houthi rebels have moved their military forces away from the critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah in a positive first step toward easing hostilities in the country's four-year-old civil war. Martin Griffiths told a meeting of the UN Security Council Wednesday that the military forces of Ansar Allah have now left the three ports of al-Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa. Griffiths said the UN team monitoring the withdrawal said the Houthis were fully compliant and very cooperative during the process. Yemen imports 90% of all its food, and Hodeidah is the main port of entry for all commercial and aid supplies entering the country. At least 13 Afghan soldiers were killed when the Taliban assaulted and captured a district center in southern Afghanistan. Local officials and insurgent sources reported that Taliban fighters assaulted Shamil Zai in Zabul province before dawn, forcing Afghan security forces out of the district center and also overrunning the regional office of the government intelligence agency. The Afghan Defense Ministry announced a counteroffensive and said Taliban fighters had been run out of the district. A Taliban spokesman acknowledged that fighting was continuing but denied the government had retaken the district center. Alabama lawmakers have voted to ban nearly all abortions in their state. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the governor isn't sure if she'll sign the bill into law.
State Senator Bobby Singleton, a Democrat, apologized after lawmakers voted to ban nearly all abortions.
I would just like to say to all the women of the state of Alabama, I'm sorry.
Republican Senator Clyde Chambliss says this is a challenge to Roe versus Wade, a law he says has ended the lives of millions of children.
What this bill is designed to do is to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence.
The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage with almost no exceptions. I'm Rita Foley.
Meanwhile, the number of babies born in the United States has reached a 32-year low. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
A government report says there were just under 3.8 million births last year, the fourth straight year the number has fallen, and the lowest total since 1986. The fertility rate of 1.7 births per U.S. woman also fell 2%. That means the current generation is not producing enough babies to replace itself. It's not known if that's due to women postponing motherhood or foregoing it entirely. But if the trend continues, experts say there will be labor shortages, including in elder care, when aging baby boomers need the most support. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.